Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With a lack of moisture, many farmers are still waiting to plant. Delayed planting means weeds will emerge alongside your wheat, stealing nutrients and moisture. Don't let that happen. Plant a coaxium wheat variety from Lima Grain Cereal Seeds. LCS's award-winning coaxium wheat varieties provide superior grassy weed control and high yields that are sure to bust your bins. To find out what variety is best for you, call Dan at 316-452-3505 or visit LimaGrainCerealSeeds.com. Reserve your seed now.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, for the second time since 2017, the OSU College of Vet Medicine is back on probationary accreditation. At that time, American Veterinary Medical Association placed the CVM on probationary accreditation after a site visit. The AMVA cited deficiencies in several areas, including finances, students, faculty, physical facilities, curriculum, and outcomes assessment. The CVM was directed to address these deficiencies, including presenting a financial plan, ensuring that there was enough faculty and staff, reviewing the curriculum, incorporating learning outcomes into course objectives, and repairing or replacing flooring in the large animal hospital. OSU was successful in fixing the problems cited by the AVMA and regained full accreditation. However, after review this past month, the OSU CVM is back in that same position that it found itself in 2017. Oklahoma State released the following update on where the college currently stands. The OSU CVM remains fully accredited. However, after its scheduled review in September, the American Veterinary Medical Association has placed the college on probationary accreditation until certain deficiencies are addressed. Probationary status enables the college to retain its accreditation while addressing specific concerns raised by the AVMA. The status does not adversely impact the quality of OSU CVM's educational programs, as evidenced by the CVM graduates' recent performance in national license testing, with passing rates of 96% and 94% in 23 and 24, respectively. The OSU CVM is taking immediate action to address the deficiencies identified and is committed to continuing to enhance its programs, facilities, and services. Dr. Carlos Risco has stepped down in his role as dean back on October the 31st, and Dr. Jerry Ritchie has been appointed interim dean. A leadership transition team from across the OSU system is directing efforts to ensure swift action is taken to address deficiencies identified by the AVMA. Well, just a reminder, it is Election Day today, so please don't forget to get out it and vote. The State Election Board has released its official pre-election voter registration statistics, and the report shows that Oklahoma has reached a milestone, surpassing 2.4 million voters as of November the 1st of 2024. This year's report shows a net increase of more than 141,023 registered voters since January the 15th, and a net increase of nearly 29,056 since September the 30th. State Election Board's official pre-election voter registration statistics show that the number of registered voters is the largest before a presidential election since Oklahoma began tracking pre-election voter registration statistics back in 2000. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.